More than 100 women care about Foothills residents being able to access grief supports, and it shows. In a Friday afternoon presentation, December 3, 100 Women Who Care leader Julie Boak and member Shirley Crawford handed a check for $11,220 to Andrea Taylor, president of Solace Grief Support Society. "It's phenomenal," Taylor said of the generous donation. "It blows me out of the water." The nonprofit connects those who lost a loved one and are grieving to free-of-charge counseling, and Taylor said their counselors are paid $50 an hour for up to 8 hours per month, but they typically volunteer an additional 15 or 20. Taylor said the demand for Solace's services has increased due to COVID-19 and the upcoming Christmas season. "Through the help of the 100 Women's Group, we've been able to bring on another counselor, and she started last week, and we've already been keeping her very busy," she said. Crawford, who is also a director for the nonprofit, nominated them for consideration by the club. She said Solace has been around for 20 years and was government-funded until 2017. That's when a society was formed to keep the group afloat. "I think Solace Grief was something that was really compelling for our members this time," said Boak, recognizing the importance of rewarding volunteers. "These are professionals we need in this community, so to be able to reward them back and give them an opportunity to provide more support for our community in a time we really need it is essential. The timing couldn't be more perfect. With COVID, we're not able to grieve the same way," Boak said. "It creates a new dynamic, and we need that professional help. It's not just the moment of grief," she continued, "but those trigger moments a year down the road. Holiday season reminds us all of who's not at the table anymore. So to be able to lean in on organization like this when we need it is incredible at this time of year." Friday's donation marks the Foothills chapter's largest donation, and Boak said she's not looking to cap membership anytime soon.